Besides the beautiful apparition of Venus and Jupiter in the morning sky this week, the thing that will undoubtedly be most talked about is the coming total eclipse of the moon, which will be visible across the United States, reaching maximum totality in the midnight hour of the Eastern time zone. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. And since you can get details on how to view the eclipse just about anywhere these days, I'd like to talk about some of the other stuff the moon is doing, because it's pretty interesting and can help us live through the sensation of these one-hit wonders like the super-duper wolf blood moon eclipse. Now, on the very first day of 2019, the moon was a crescent sliver in the morning sky near the planet Venus. At the end of this year, in December, the moon will be a crescent sliver in the evening sky, also near Venus, but positioned such that it will look like Venus is sitting in the chalice of the moon. This celestial configuration was known in the mystery schools to be the sign of the Holy Grail. So we could imagine that the Grail mystery is the lunar signature that opens and closes this year. And then 2 months from now, there will be a full moon on March 20th. Because of the Earth's precession, the spring equinox will happen on March 20th this year, not the 21st. So this will be the first full moon of the spring. And because it's just a few hours after equinox, it allows enough time for there to be 4 full moons in the spring. So think about it. There are 3 months in every season, and typically 1 full moon per month. But on occasion, the moon slips into a rhythm where it will come full 4 times before 1 season of 3 months has passed. And that's what will happen this year. In the old school tradition, that means we will have a true blue moon on May 19th, a situation much more rare than even a supermoon eclipse. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.